Oh, man, this is my first time on the podium. I'm feeling important.
It's big time. You made it.
Yes, I know. Oh, look. I can do this every day, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You bet.
Oh, man. Take your gloves off.
Xavier, can you notice any differences with Zim here as opposed to practices when he's not here?
He definitely missed him when he was gone. You know, Zim gonna be Zim. Gonna be on this pretty hard. He want everything basically perfect on both sides of the ball. And just the energy of the field of practice, you know, it's the same. You know, we out there practicing, competing each and every day, trying to make each other better.
What kind of progress do you feel like you guys are making as a group in these workouts?
Actually, a lot. You know, the bond, the chemistry is getting a lot better with on the offensive side and the defensive side. Defense is making calls, you know, making checks to certain formations we get and motions. And the bond and chemistry is getting a lot better ever since this year so far.
Seems like there's some pretty good competitiveness.
Oh yeah,
between the two sides.
Compete every day, man. We feel like that's how we're gonna get each other better and get each other ready for the regular season.
Terrence being really vocal out there.
Yeah, Terrence was pretty hyped up today. We love to see that. A guy like that, you know, he always been a mellow, chill guy. And today, you know, he was like, forget it. You know, I'm going to get out there and be competitive and be loud today. So that got us riled up today.
Did there need to be more of an edge, do you think, for this group? I mean,
it's an edge every day.
Yeah.
You know, we have to win. We feel like we have to win every day. Like I say, try to make each other better. You know, offense and receivers, you know, they're trying to beat us on certain routes and we're trying to beat them, stop them on certain routes, you know, so we're just trying to win each and every day.
Mike texting you much? Mike Zimmer was saying he was
texting quite a few. When he was out, yeah, he was texting me quite a few, telling me, you know, correcting me on my techniques and the things I need to correct, you know, make sure, you know, I'll be better the next day. You know, if I want to be great, I need to, you know what I'm saying, look at the little things and correct the little things.
Xavier, what are you, just going up against Thielen in practice and stuff, kind of, what's it like going against him and how have you seen him kind of develop and grow?
Oh, he's a technician, man.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like if Thielen is told to run 9 yards, he's going to run exactly 9 yards out of his break. You know, he come on his break pretty well. You know, he can move his weight pretty well. You know, the ball is in there, he's going to catch it with one hand, one finger, it don't matter what, how, but he's going to find a way to get the ball. So Thielen's a great, you know, it's great to go against.
Back to Mike for a second. You mentioned that if you want to be great, he's got these ideas for you. He seems to have always sort of had that vision for you. Has that helped you through your career here?
Yes, you know, he's always been on me to the fact that he's telling me, you know, I have so much potential to be great. You know, I just got to believe in it and listen to him, you know, and listen to the coach that's trying to coach me. So he also listens to the vets on the team, you know. So I listen to everyone that's willing to help and give me the knowledge, trying to help me improve my game.
Xavier, you were talking about how Terrence has been really vocal, but it seems like last year and then coming into this year, like you've really become more vocal too and less quiet. Like, what do you think has changed for you that way?
I feel like, you know, I need to be heard. I need the guy. I think the guys are looking forward to seeing me talk, be more vocal, be more much of a leader. You know, so I try to take a pawn and get used to that role. So I'm starting here in practice.
Has that been difficult at times for you, or are you?
Yeah, it's been difficult for me. Before I was just a quiet guy, come in practice and just do what I need to do. Now I understand the role I'm in now, and I'm trying to help the team best way I can.
This weather's been about perfect.
Oh, God, yes.
Practice, huh?
But this weather's been great, man. Can't complain, you know. Just enjoying it right now, you know. So each and every day, come out here, get a good sweat in, compete, you know, and go back in, and hopefully the weather stay the same.
How is it different for you now than when the team was looking at the Atlantic, you know, guys looking to figure things out?
Oh, man, you know, I'm comfortable in the defense, you know, I'm comfortable in everything I'm in, have a lot of confidence in my game, so a lot from then to now, you know, so yeah, I can say there's a lot of improvement.
Boxing gloves?
Oh, man, hopefully not. That's it?
Great. Thanks.
Well, that was quick and easy.
Yeah, nice and easy. Welcome back.